Hey, you know me. It's Dr. Cheryl Bryant-Bruce, MD, the celebrity doc. You are here with Chatters That Matter. Let's talk about it. And we are here to educate, entertain, and inform you. Remember, I am a real MD. Anything that you hear on this show, however, is just information. I am not your medical doctor, so anything you hear, you need to take to your own medical doctor for your advisement. Okay, I am here tonight with another astounding guest. I have with me Empress B with the Remedy. CAT is her company, Club Alternative Therapies. And she is going to be talking to us about some really interesting things. One of those things that she's talking about is stones and crystals. Empress B, welcome to Chatters That Matter.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the welcome and the invitation, Ms. Cheryl, Dr. Cheryl.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm new to Las Vegas, so it's a blessing to be
as
here.
As am I.
And as we're sharing our information and finding out what the people need in the communities that we frequent and live in, I find that the healing aspect of everything is necessary.
Yes.
So these stones and these gems and these rocks, you know, we used to play with them as little children, didn't know that they had any type of meaning or purpose. You know, they said, if you talk to the rock, does the rock talk back?
Right.
Maybe it does. So as I went through my journey and came into my consciousness, I was able to learn that rocks and stones and gems do have a voice.
They do, because they have an energy.
The energy is real.
That's absolutely right.
And if your energy, and you understand that, then you will know how to connect with the energy of the stones, the rocks, the gems, and the crystals, which is absolutely divine. Go ahead.
And each crystal actually has its own specific energy that imparts different healing
purposes.
Yes,
right? Absolutely. One of the most powerful things I love about healing stones is that if you have an ailment of the body, that there is a particular stone for that ailment.
Yes.
They're not just pretty to wear, but they're also great to utilize for any type of pains. Back pain, headaches, migraines, lack of focus.
Right.
You know, those type of things that we go through on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
If you're a business owner, CEO, if you're a mom, your dad, you know, if you just have a big family to run, you know, your decision maker, you need those stones. The stones are amazing to help with negative energy and just rebalancing and recalibrating daily.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And you have some of the stones in your lap
I do.
Wearing some of the stones with your beautiful jewelry.
I am. Today I have lapis lazuli on. Lapis lazuli is actually great for fire signs, Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo. I'm a Sagittarius, December 1st.
Okay.
So lapis lazuli allows me to have fluid communication.
Right.
Bringing my thoughts and my words together so that I can have great, decent interactions. And my thoughts and my ideas are full.
Perfect for this interview.
Absolutely. So the lapis lazuli has been a benefit to me for my throat chakra.
Okay.
Activating and opening it up so that I can speak to business as well as business to client and customer.
Right.
And also fishing for new clients and customers as well. Business can be a little finicky when it comes to adapting, especially in a new place. So the lapis lazuli has allowed me to be able to connect with people like Dr. Cheryl and others that are interested in my work, but I don't know that yet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned your throat chakra. Can you talk about what a chakra is?
Absolutely. Chakras are forces of energy that live within the body. You cannot see them, but they are active and very, very real.
Right.
We do have front chakras and back chakras. And these chakras activate through air, through breath, through breathing.
Right.
Just the naturality of taking a decent deep breath every day, kind of like when you go to the doctor.
Right, absolutely.
And they tell you, take that deep breath.
Absolutely.
And let it out. You're actually in a minimal meditation at that very moment.
Yes.
The breath activates the throat, your third eye, your crown chakra, your heart chakra, you have your root, sacral, and solar plexus. And those are just the seven basic ones that we are aware of right now. Absolutely.
All right. And what other forms of naturopathic therapies do you promote?
Absolutely. Naturopathic, homeopathic therapies, therapeutic ways, alternative remedies, and therapies for you to utilize in the home. Right now, our biggest thing is utilizing essential oils.
Right.
A lot of essential oils, alongside with the crystals and gems. Aromatherapy, I'm finding, is a very great way to dim down and dumb down the anxiety, stress aspect.
Right.
And even panic attacks.
Right.
There's a thing inside the anatomy of the body that says that the body actually doesn't know the difference between stress and anxiety.
Right.
So imagine you're going through two emotions at one time and you can't differentiate between those two. Essential oils can come in and just clarify. Literally, clary sage.
Yes.
Comes in and clears the mind, grounds those thoughts, those anxious feelings that you're having.
Yes.
You know, having basic essential oils inside the home for you, your family members, children, sometimes even the dogs and the cats.
Yes. Yes. I've used essential oils on the dogs and cats.
Great for everyone. Everyone and everything. Earth elementals, I highly suggest.
Yes.
So yes, absolutely. That's the number one essential.
Do you have a favorite essential oil?
I'm a frankincense and myrrh type of girl.
I am too.
I love those earthy smells. Sandalwood. Clary sage again, like those earth tone smells is just always makes me feel so uplifted, connected to Mama Earth, you know, especially when I'm feeling outskirt, you know, out of my mind a little bit, chicken with my head cut off. So frankincense for sure.
And I'm always fond of the orange and the lemon, the citrus scents, that the citrus oils that just energize. Those, you know, the frankincense, myrrh, and the citruses are amongst my favorites.
Trust me, they are helpful, very helpful, especially in the atmosphere, your home, your job, wherever you are. It's good to have an essential oil on your body.
All right.
So, absolutely.
Well, that is Empress B, the remedy from the Club Alternative Therapies. And Empress B, can you tell our audience where they can find you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Cheryl. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And it's all Club Alternative Therapies. I know it's kind of long, but if you write out Club Alter, it'll come right up. We're right there. Check us out, especially on YouTube, our station. We have great reels that drop gems of healing. We have live videos on there as well. So definitely check us out. Follow, subscribe, share, and we can't wait to see you. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. And if you have one tip to drop for them, what tip would you drop for health and wellness?
Health and wellness, because health is wealth, right?
Health is wealth.
Be yourself, because everyone else is taken.
There you go. I really like that one. Be yourself, because everyone else is taken.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A shout out again to our producer, the amazing Hisham Elamati, Hurricane H, with the EMBC TV network. To my filmer, Jimmy Holland, to the Las Vegas Cultural Center for making this space available for us, to my brother sponsoring the show, Urban Elegance, and of course, to you, the listening audience, thank you for being here. This show's for you to educate, inform, and entertain. Come back and see us. We're on every Monday and Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this show is for you. Health is wealth. You are your greatest asset. Invest in yourself.